Welcome to Couch Convos, also called Centric Biz and Tech Talks. This mini-podcast was excerpted from our discussion on the synergy of people, process, and technology, and focuses exclusively on how to make metrics meaningful to the business. All right, so let's talk about metrics. So, Michelle, you led in earlier by saying that you considered a fourth leg of the stool to be balanced scorecard, which is, you know, a refined and
special. Actually, the whole stool is the balanced scorecard.
The whole stool is the balanced scorecard. Okay. So the thing about, a balanced scorecard, I would consider it to be a special case of, you know, the best of metrics to give you a holistic picture. And that's really where the question was going here, which is, I think metrics tend to skew towards technology. Our people ones tend to skew, you know, people metrics tend to be, you know, user adoption, which just means how many users got converted. It doesn't mean that they like it. And process, I think, is the in most business context, I think we don't do a good job of measuring it. I mean, if we were industrial, I mean, people are measuring, you know, throughput of industrial processes better. But anyway, so that's just my observation. So how do we get those metrics that are more meaningful in the people and process area and build them all into that scorecard?
Well, it's interesting you bring up metrics because from a people and change perspective, there are two types of metrics. And when I talk about a balanced scorecard, I'm actually not talking from at a metric standpoint, though that would be, you know, one of the components into it. A balanced scorecard to me is really the bigger elements, the process, the technology, the people, the data.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But from a metric standpoint, there are two types when we look at the people. One is the change metrics. So these are changes. Are people adopting? Are people on board with the change? Are their attitudes changing? And then from there, are their behaviors changing? And that's one form, right? And we can do those through surveys throughout a project, you know, what we call pulse surveys for a temperature check. Those are important, very important. There's an and there, though. And the and is the business metrics. And this is where I think it ties more into more of the process side of things. And then the technical ones should tie more into the process ones too, which is operations. What are the operational changes that we're trying to do, right? Is it we're reducing the time to get a widget out the door? Is it that we're reducing the number of people that it takes to get a widget out of the door? And, you know, Becky can probably come up with 100 other fantastic metrics tied to this from a data analytics standpoint. But those are your long-term metrics. Those are your business metrics that you're going to drive to beyond the end, you know, the go-live date, the launch date, you know, beyond the 3 months later date. Those are the ones that really make the most difference long-term. And so it is very important to figure those out. You know, a lot of clients don't take the time to really think those through. Oftentimes, they don't even know where to start in terms of, well, what category should I even look at? And so, you know, it is important to take three steps back because, you know, there's a common, again, ERP. Sorry, I'm from an ERP era. There are statements of, well, ERP are only 30% successful. Okay, what was your success criteria based on?
Right.
And oftentimes they can't tell you what the success criteria was based upon. So how can you say it's only 30% successful? The same thing goes with all the changes that we put in nowadays, right? 20 years plus later, we still have those challenges of what does success look like? Well, how have you defined it? And it has to be quantitative, not just qualitative, because if it's qualitative, everybody's going to go five different directions with it.
Right.
And you're not going to have a consistency. And then, yeah, people are not going to feel like they were successful in terms of spending, you know, the funds that they've spent for the engagement at hand. Mm-hmm. Becky, I'd love to get your point of view because you're a data analytics expert.
I think it's...
We'll get to you, Nishant. We'll get to you. Hold on.
Yeah, eventually. I think where I struggle coming up with metrics is when it's just a room of data people or just a room of not data people. And so this gets into data literacy and data storytelling, etc. But if I'm in a room of just data people and I'm trying to come up with success metrics, they're just with the... Well, our runtime is less than 30 seconds, right? And so I constantly have to ask why. So if I'm in a room of data people, I'm just constantly asking why. And then that gets us into slightly more business-facing metrics. If I'm in a room of just not data people, then I get metrics like everyone loves our product, right? And so then it's like, okay, but how do we know that? So then I have to ask all the how questions to get them to functional metrics. So when you can get all of those people in a room together to come up with those metrics on that balanced scorecard or wherever, that's where you get more of that synergy happening, because the tech people throw something out there and the process people or the non-tech people, they'll know sort of the why, and they'll do that back and forth themselves or vice versa. And so you get into things that are measurable, how do you know, but also impactful, why do you need to know it? And so you need both of those things to make those metrics something that's impactful. And sure, sometimes you're going to have things like our average dashboard processing time is less than 30 milliseconds or whatever, just because you need that and that's a technical requirement, but those aren't really your success metrics. And so figuring out that balance is important.
All right, Nishant, what do you got for us?
Becky triggered something in my brain just now, right? So the golden circle by Simon Sinek, if you remember, there are three concentric circles. The middle, the bullseye, is why. Why are we doing some things? The one after, outside, is how are we going to do? And then the most, like, less relevant from customer standpoint is what. Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, if we really understand why are we trying to do, even if we are trying to measure, you can measure everything if you put your heart and soul to it, right? But what are you trying to achieve? Why? Why are you doing it? And then once you have that answer, you can go to how and what. I personally think, right, you know, from, say, process standpoint and other things, metrics is as good as measured in two terms. One is effectiveness and one is efficiency, right? Effectiveness is how can you produce a result that is what we want, right? How effective it is for the customer. That means it's effective, right? And you can measure it by surveys and a whole bunch of other things and all. Next thing is the efficient, how efficient your system is. So process, typically, whenever you talk about process excellence, operation excellence, we talk about efficiency, which is like how capable are we of producing the desired results without wasting any material time and energy, right? So if we look at it from that angle, I find effectiveness is more of a customer metrics and efficiency is more of an internal metrics of how the process is done. So I think it's important to look at it from, again, back to the customer point of view and company or client point of view of the internal processes.
And right. I'd like to throw in, it's important that you have leadership agree in terms of the language that's used, yep, and the metrics that are covered. Yep. And it has to be written down. The number of times I've had a leader go, oh, well, this is what I meant. And then I turn to another leader and go, is that what you meant? And it's like, well, not really. Yeah. So it's very important to take the time to get that top leadership on the same page in terms of what the metrics are, what language you're going to use, how you're going to track those metrics, and then how you're going to ultimately leverage the output from those metrics. Right?
Right.
How are you going to make your decisions? Because there's still a lot of and we all do this. We go by our gut and not by the numbers on the sheet.
Yep.
Or we look at the numbers on the sheet and we go, oh, that's nice. And we might have a discussion about that, but then we don't use it. So you've really got to tie it in, and leadership has to drive the metric discussion and leveraging those metrics for the power of good, so to speak.
Right. So I've got another question here, and it's a little bit off topic. It barely connects, but I can tell I've got the right people here to answer a puzzle that I have had, which is, we're still talking about metrics. So a lot of times people have the gut and they go, the project's not going well. The metrics may say, you know, you're making incredible success. Like, I had one client a bunch of years ago where they basically, the way I put it, they bet the company on the initiative. If the initiative failed, the company was gone. And they were succeeding. They were building up business. They were going, but everyone still had this mindset, oh, project's not working out. And I'm an optimistic person, so I'm normally looking at it of how do you get the metrics to build back the optimism or the positive story. But I could go the other way of just trying to match reality. How do you do that? How do you bring those things together so that people are reading the data story? They're not just reading the oh gosh, you know, I get complaints. It must be going badly.
I mean, you used the operative word there, which was story. A lot of people can't relate to data, or they'll have their own narrative in the back of their head that forces them to interpret the data in a specific way. And so I don't think it's about forcing the data to tell a story that it's not telling, mm-hmm. but having the right people that can provide that interpretation and that narrative and to guide that along to help people understand, no, really. So if I see a metric that's like, we've reduced our processing time by 60%, if I'm not a data person, I'm like, okay, well, it's not 80% or whatever. Like maybe I have something right. in my head, our company's still screwed, I need to go find another job because they're not making enough progress. If you can contextualize it for me and say, now we'll be able to do this X times faster and our customers will have access to more, like I need the impact of those metrics. And if those metrics are ill-defined and I can't see that impact, then I need someone to guide me along what they mean so that it matches with the reality that I'm seeing and experiencing and help me look forward to the future. So finding that story and weaving that through, I think, is hugely important.
I think something else that's important is, and this takes me back about 20 years. There was a fellow who I worked with a long time ago with a data warehousing project and learned a lot from him. And with this particular client, we separated out what were the standard core metrics and then what were the supplemental metrics that folks had needed to have at their division or the department level. Mm-hmm. And so there was the overarching, this is what leadership's going to go with, 8, 10, whatever it is. And you know, these are the ones that were going to be really strategic and drive the company. But then there were other metrics that needed to be worked through that could be used more at that departmental level. And I think there can be times when we don't listen well enough of, hey, I need this metric and here's why. Now, should you necessarily do that with every single metric that a person wants? No. But if you've got a group of individuals, a department that goes, hey, this metric's really important to us, and here's why, then we should be making certain that they get those metrics. So, and if they don't, then of course they're going to say, yeah, you know, I didn't get what I needed out of this. There's a lot of listening that has to be done and questioning of, well, why do you need this? You know, how are you going to use this? And so that's something else I would throw in is that strategic metrics versus the division departmental metrics that they need, and making certain you've got a little bit of both.
This has been Couch Convos. Thanks to Michelle, Becky, and Nishant for joining our panel today, and thank you for listening.